Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, and welcome to another fantastic show on Relationship Marketing 101 with Directions University here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a little shakeup of a day from our normal because this is Rhonda Del Baccio, the story of ProfitableStorytelling.com, here to open everything up. Gina is on the road, and she will be popping in a little bit during our show. And so that's a good thing. And we are going to have a fabulous show. Let me see who is on our – we have someone on our line, and we're expecting a few people. So, hi, who do we have here?
This is Jeffrey. I'm on the line.
Oh, fabulous, Jeffrey. Okay, well, hang tight. We'll be with you in just a couple of minutes here. I want to introduce our show topic just a little bit, and then we will get right back to you. So what we're doing here today on Relationship Marketing 101 is a little different and a little cool, and I love when we do this. Sometimes I have several guests coming into the show and not just one. And when we have several guests, it's around a particular topic or a particular thing that is of extreme interest to people who are starting a business or running a business so that you can build the life of your dreams through the power of the internet. So what happens, because I am the guest booker, and I kind of design the flow of the shows that go along, and I had been thinking, you know, before we hit spring, I wanted to make sure and do a show about taking inspired action and what a difference that makes for you in your business. And so today, that is exactly what we're going to do. Now, there are some people that I've invited to be a part of our show here today who have most definitely taken some inspired action and gotten terrific results in your business. Yes, hello, Trippy. That's my cat, Trippy, talking to us. So as we think about growing a business and taking action, naturally when you're starting a business, whether it's something that you're going to do part-time while you keep a job, or if you're maybe a retired person or whatever, or whether it's something that you want to throw yourself into heart and soul, to build a legacy or to build an empire, or however you want to think about it, there's something that's very different about having your own business versus working for somebody else. And what is going to happen is that if it all depends on whether you are able to make that particular mind shift that is essential to have your own business. So what happens is you're moving from that employee mentality to the mentality of someone who is directing the course of your own life and work. And it's very, very different. When you're in an employee mentality, that means you are working for somebody else. You are kind of at the whim of whatever happens in the company. Sometimes companies downsize or they get rid of certain positions, and then maybe one person has to do the job of one and a half or two people, all these types of things. And sure, you get benefits and all of that, but you also are working for somebody else. And it's some people have the ability to make that mindset shift, and some people just are not designed that way to be able to make a shift from that working for somebody else, having benefits, having a set number of vacation days, having a set number of sick days, having a set schedule or whatever that those changes are. Some people are just never going to get out of that particular mentality. When you're working for yourself, you can set your own vacations and things, but of course you have to make sure that things continue to run while you are off doing that. Okay, so that's part of what we're going to be talking about today is that shift. Now, here is an example. My mother's husband, Bruce, has been working for grocery stores for, 42 years or something like that, a couple of different grocery stores. And he has always worked for somebody else, and he knows what his pay is going to be, his vacations, and he's comfortable with that. Now, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with wanting to stay there if that's where your brain lives. However, if you're starting your own business and running your own business, the shift is really necessary. And it's a big leap of faith, and it's a jump out of fear that happens. So we have Jeffrey with us, and hang on, let me find out who else is here. Who else is joining us here today?
This is Megan.
Well, hi, Megan Gaster. Okay.
Hi.
Let me tell you who we have here on the line. I'm so excited to have both of you. And Megan, I know your time is limited. Jeffrey, I don't know about you, but we'll have a fun conversation going here in a second. So
awesome.
What I've done for today is we have some awesome people who are making huge quantum leaps. Now, what I do observe and why I selected this topic is because a lot of the people that I deal with who are clients of mine or clients of Gina's really get stuck and get into a place of overwhelm and don't do the things that they know full well are necessary for building a business. And this is a phase everybody goes through. There's always a learning curve. There's always a growing curve, a really big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And growing a business is a lot about personal development as well as growing a business. And those who have gotten beyond that, I'm stuck, I'm not blogging, I'm not doing the things I should do, I'm not making any money, I'm not making any progress, then they get overwhelmed and upset because they're not making any money and stuff, but then they're not generating the things that are going to build that foundation. So here are the two people that we have on the line at the moment. One of them is Jeffrey Hill, whom you heard a few minutes ago. And Jeffrey's website is empoweringchildrenofdivorce.com. And I will make sure to put everybody's websites in the show notes and resources later. So if you didn't catch it, don't worry, but empoweringchildrenofdivorce.com. And Jeffrey has gone from that phase of watching others make great things happen to being one of the leaders of the pack in making great things happen. So, Jeffrey, welcome to you. I'm so excited that you're here today.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. The other person we have with us at the moment is Megan Gaster. Megan is somebody who is partly working with some fabulous people that we know and love around here, the Tall Trees, and partly had been working for another company. And I remember one particular day I had a feeling you were having a rough one, and you said you'd been pretty badly abused, so to speak, by your employers and were wanting to start not knowing how. And I said, hold tight, I think we have an answer for you. And an amazing journey began. So, well, Megan, welcome to our show. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, it is very exciting. You know, let me open up the chat. Now, I'm not really going to be able to see the chat very well.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hey, Gina. Hi.
I popped in for a minute.
Well, I'm so happy that you did. So Gina is on the road. And Gina, isn't this an exciting topic today?
It is, and that's why I had to pop in for a minute. I was so excited about today's topic. And I just had to come in just to say hello and welcome our guests and our listeners today and just help to introduce the topic a little bit. We actually are no longer on the road. We pulled into Bonita Springs we're in Estero this year, just north of Bonita Springs. We pulled in last night about 11 o'clock, And by 11:30, I was on the beach in 72-degree, clear, wonderful, starry sky and picking up seashells.
Lovely. Your favorite thing to do in the whole world, right?
It certainly is. And I missed it something terribly. So today I've got lots of running around to do to get organized and situated now that we're here. It turns out that the log cabin we're staying in is really not a log cabin. It's a what's called a park unit. It's like a little mobile home, but it's got log siding. It's not a log cabin. So I have all the amenities. I've got a nice recliner. I've got TV with cable and a DSL modem, a stove and oven and microwave and refrigerator. I mean, it's a little house.
That's better than you thought it was going to be. That's great.
Much better than I thought it would be. But we still have to get little things like right now there's no place to put my computer other than on my lap and, you know, details, that kind of thing.
Right.
All situated. But this is such a cool topic that I had to be here to help you introduce it.
I'm really glad you did. So, Gina, we kind of talked a little about that switch from the employee mentality to being in charge of everything and how some people can get stuck, not do what they need to do to get the results, and then be frustrated. And how it's the action takers who get beyond the fear who make such a big difference. So what else would you love to add to this fabulous topic?
Well, you know, a lot of times people really don't even realize that they have the employee mentality going on. They think that because they want their own business, that that can automatically give them the entrepreneurial mindset. This doesn't always work that way. The other thing I really want to talk about briefly before I leave is the whole idea of taking inspired action and how it relates to this topic of mindset. In the past, I have had numerous students over the years who all their lives had been employees who, for one reason or another, had decided to transition into becoming their own boss and having their own business. And it's really strange what sometimes happens. They're so used to being employees. They're so used to doing things because someone told them they needed to, not because they knew it was what they needed to do, that two things happen. Number one, quite often, they end up not doing the right things. They think that what will cause the money to happen is the things that are tactical, like social bookmarking and going out and creating backlinks to your site and tweaking the look of your site and that kind of thing. Those are tactics. They are actually not the thing that makes the business any money. If anything, they might drive some traffic, but it doesn't guarantee any money coming in from that traffic at all.
Right.
The things that make the business money are strategic. Figuring out the system for what you're going to sell and how you're going to move people from product A to product B. That will make you money. Figuring out how you're going to get all of the work done in a way that is efficient and productive, in a way that doesn't make you trade hours for dollars. That's strategic. That's what makes you money. When some of the time what will happen is as you start getting into building this business, you get into a mindset of you think you can do it, you think you're making progress because you're doing stuff every day, but it's so heavily oriented around the tactics and not the strategic that you never end up making any money from it. And what can sometimes happen is if you had to do the same things for someone else, for their business, you can do the strategic stuff really easily, and you do an amazing job of it. But when it comes to doing it for yourself, that's where the challenge comes in. So yeah. It really takes coming into your own power and really getting into the entrepreneurial mindset, getting away from that employee mentality of somebody else's business, somebody else tells me to do it, it's my job, I'm going to do it. And the result is trading hours for dollars. And our guests today are two people who have really done a great job of getting into the entrepreneurial mindset in a very big way. And both of them are people who have really stepped into their power in the recent months. And it's been amazing to watch.
And so we have Andrea Wolf joining us later, too.
Oh, fantastic. And this is also a topic Andrea loves to talk about.
Definitely.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk about, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say Megan's really time limited, so I just want to make sure we honor Megan. I know that you said you were on the road to your job at the moment.
I was able to change it, so I'm not right now.
Fantastic.
Oh, okay,
well,
yes,
briefly, let me just tie that
Gina,
to the other topic,
okay.
And then I'll get out of here. So the other topic is the topic of inspired action. And the two really relate to one another because as you're shifting into an entrepreneurial mindset, it really takes inspired action to really step into your power. And one of our other guests is Jeffrey Hill. And Jeffrey's got a really unique business going on at the moment. He actually has two businesses, not just one. One is a business that Jeffrey is helping his wife to build around her expertise. And the other is Jeffrey's business. And when Jeffrey first got started, one of the challenges for him was feeling like he was building his wife's business, and in doing that, it meant that his business needed to be put on hold until her business was successful enough that she could leave her full-time job. And you could tell every time you talked to Jeffrey that he was like a what's a good phrase for that? Like a chained up horse? He wanted out of that bond so bad, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And it really was
like a stallion with on a chain.
Yeah. Great example. And it really was a matter of looking at the strategy, looking at the strategic plan, and finding a way for Jeffrey to really not have to wait to build his own business, but yet still accomplish the initial intent of building his wife's business at the same time. And Jeffrey and I had a conversation in November. He drove me down to an event in Atlanta, which meant he had me as a captive audience for 12 hours there and 12 hours back. And we stopped at a Cracker Barrel on the way home, and we lovingly refer to the Cracker Barrel conversation today, don't we, Jeffrey?
We do, and I have a coffee mug that reminds me every day from the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, awesome.
It was such an incredible 2 hours. We were so into the conversation that the intensity of our energy actually made the waitress hesitant to come over and refill our coffee. She could just feel we were intense. And that conversation really changed everything for Jeffrey. And I hope today, Jeffrey, that you will share the Cracker Barrel story a little bit with our listeners so that they can really get a better understanding of what it means to take inspired action and what it means to really step into your own power. You and Megan are both just amazing examples of people who used mindset to step into their own power and are achieving results because of it.
Yep. And that's a thing that I really want to make, highlight is that stepping into your power isn't about somebody handing you your power and saying, here's the reins, here's your power, here is your moniker, here is your business. But it's really you yourself being willing to name it and claim it and move forward. And the people that, to the extent that you can do that, name and claim your own power, find your own voice. Again, go watch the King's Speech. That'll really give a great example of it. But that'll be a great way to help you understand. It's about you naming it and claiming it. No one else can hand it to you. No one else can make you that.
And part of why I love Jeffrey's story, and Jeffrey, I'm going to tell tales out of school a little bit, but I promise not to divulge confidences.
Okay.
Part of Jeffrey's story that is so incredible is that before the Cracker Barrel conversation took place, Jeffrey really thought that he needed to be more like someone else that he really admired in order to see the success that he thought he wanted. And what really became clear through the Cracker Barrel conversation was that, in fact, if that really happened, it would actually have hurt Jeffrey's success, not helped it. And the minute he really realized that there was value in just being Jeffrey, everything changed, didn't it, Jeffrey?
It did.
So can you talk a little bit about that? And while you do, I'm going to wrap up for me and tell everyone thanks for listening. And Rhonda and I will be back next Tuesday, but give you some great people that you can talk to in the meantime. So thank you, Jeffrey and Megan, and thank Andrea when she gets here for being part of the show today. And I wish I could stay for the whole thing. But I will use that as an intro for you, Jeffrey, because I really want the listeners to hear about this.
Okay. Well, before I comment on the Cracker Barrel, I think it's important. I'll just give you a little history about where I came from, since we're on this topic of the employee mentality versus the entrepreneurial mentality, or what I call a W-2 mindset versus a 1099 type mindset. W-2 meaning you're like an employee and getting paid by someone else, and the 1099 is, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset. But I had been self-employed before. I've been an employee and I've been an entrepreneur several times. I had been self-employed for 18 years in the area of direct sales, network marketing, traditional marketing, and then just dabbling briefly in a little bit of internet marketing. And during that time, there was several company downturns. And with my twin boys in college and a third, my daughter heading to college as well, I felt like the right thing to do was, because I was self-employed and had a variable income, I thought the right thing to do was to go and get a more, quote, secure position, you know, as an employee. So I went back to school and got a bunch of advanced Microsoft certifications, and I headed back out into the workforce as an employee, with the dream that that would give me a stable income and help keep me three children in college simultaneously. But unfortunately, that didn't work out. And as I became a victim of a corporate downsizing and a massive layoff situation, and I found myself now, having left my own business and walked away from, now I'm out of a job. And so, unable to quickly to secure another job, I really decided to head back into something I've always wanted to do, which was internet marketing. I've always had a fascination and a passion for internet marketing. So I got started into some network marketing events with Nitro and with Gina's Direction University. I got on the 30-day internet marketing, the 30-day IM challenge, and that really opened my eyes. But when I looked around me and I saw others who have taken the next step, which is called the bachelor's program with Directions U, I saw the ones that were involved with the bachelor's program just racing ahead. And I was in contact with them frequently, and I just saw amazing growth with them. So I dove into the bachelor's program, and that was the beginning of this big shift. That was in August, last fall in August, when I just started into the bachelor's program, and it's been an absolute blast. I've never had so much fun, and I never have felt so much part of an exciting kind of work where I don't really separate my work from my play. Sometimes people ask me, how many hours do I work? I really do not have any idea, because none of this is work to me. I can do this from the moment I wake up, and I can do it till all hours in the morning and never run out of energy for it. So it's been a blast. So that's kind of my journey. I was independent. Then I retreated back to a job thinking that was more secure, only to discover it wasn't. And so now I'm back as an entrepreneur, and I'll never see myself as an employee again. I'll always be the entrepreneur that's in my heart, you know?
Right. Jeffrey, that's cool. I wonder how many times you and I and some of our other friends have been on IM chats on Google Talk at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, or 1 in the morning or 5 in the morning or whatever.
There are that happens a lot. And
I know. I've talked to you at midnight a couple times, I know, on the phone.
How many
so.
People who are employees are up at 4 in the morning thinking about their job? No.
Yeah, with excitement,
right.
You know, and that's the difference.
Right, and sometimes, yeah, you pop in the chat at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, you think you're all alone out there, and you'll find three others that are wide awake too, because you know what, when you're on your path and you're excited and you're driving your passion, it's just, the energy is endless. So
right.
Absolutely. There's been many times I've gone to bed at 4 in the morning and got up at 6 again, just bounced out of bed excited again, you know, 2 hours sleep. So that's kind
of... And, you know, again, we're not saying this should be your life every single moment. I mean, people do need sleep and you need balance. But there are times when you'll do that, and because you love what you do, it's not a big deal. So, Jeffrey, before you mention the Cracker Barrel story, I want to highlight something that you said that is really important. And I love what you said about moving from the W-2 mentality of the employee to the 1099 self-employed or independent contractor type of mentality. So that's really good. The other thing you talked about is that you were in the 30-Day I Am Challenge, and that was the free program.
Yes.
And the 30dayiamchallenge.com, people can find that. And you're going, wow, there are some people that are just really kicking butt and taking names here. And you come to find out those are the ones in the bachelor's program. And that's, you know, Gina's higher-level coaching program. And you went, I want a piece of that, because you find that the security blanket of a job is not always so secure. The companies do pull the rug out from under you. And this way you now are in charge of your own destiny.
Yes. You know, I'm unique in the sense that I've done this journey both ways, right? I retreated back to the W-2 and discovered that there is no security in that. And, you know, the 30-Day I Am Challenge, when I enrolled in that 30-Day I Am Challenge, I was so taken by the depth of the content, I couldn't believe that was being given away for free, honestly. It was
right.
Magnetic material, I call it. It was like I couldn't get enough of it. And Gina's magical in the way she distributes that out. It's throttled in the way that it's delivered out to you so that you don't get overwhelmed. It just gives you enough to work with each day. And it's the perfect pace, and it was the perfect pace for me. But I did see the bigger picture in the bachelor's program, and I had what you would call social proof, because people I knew personally who were just accelerating on the bachelor's program, it was just clear that was the next step for me.
Right. And I'm going to switch over to Megan for a couple minutes, too. I don't want her to feel like we don't love her, and we'll get back to you, Jeffrey. So, Megan, now you have... had been working part-time with the Tall Trees as their personal assistant, or I'm not sure what your title exactly was, but as an assistant to them, and having a J-O-B, a job, a W-2 type job. And recently some pretty big things have happened where you've had an opportunity to truly step into your own power and build something that's all yours. And Megan, I don't know, do you have a website even? I'm not even sure if you do.
Well, Gina and I are working on that. Not at the moment, but I should have something started within the next month or two.
Great. And now if I can be of any assistance to you with that, just let me know. So, Megan, tell us a little about your story of these shifts that have happened. This has all been basically within the last couple of months, right?
Yes, it has. It actually kind of dropped into my lap. I work a full-time J-O-B, W-2 type of route, and then I was also working part-time. I'm also still working part-time as a personal assistant, and I guess right now my title is changing to the ambassador liaison for the howtoliveonpurpose.com site with the Tall Trees. And I recently have been working on, they have been writing the Magic Formula blog post, and I've started doing the 6 steps that go along with it. And everybody was starting to realize that it's very time consuming, and people were not able to really take the time to focus their energy on how to build their business and how to sell their products and to, you know, have their conversion rate go up. But however, that 6-step process is very important. And basically, I was talking to Terry one day, and she was like, would you be interested in doing it for other people? And I said, well, sure, I would. And so it just kind of fell in my lap, and I'm really excited about it because I've always wanted to do something on my own. I'm a very independent type of person. I can do things that other people ask me to do very well, but I prefer to play as I go. I don't like feeling like I'm in middle school anymore. I want to play all day long, and with this, I'm having the opportunity to do that.
It's so exciting. Megan, I was kind of chuckling because it's just really funny. You know, things seem to fall in your lap, but it's just all about, first of all, it's about you seizing that opportunity that came. It's also about having supportive people around you who are looking out for your best interest, because I know the tall trees just absolutely adore you, and so do I, and I think so do all the ambassadors. What's not to adore? You're just fabulous. You're amazing to work with. You know. And I remember that day you had had such a horrific weekend, and I wrote over to Terry. I said, Megan's had a really awful weekend. Let's see, what can we do to get her working with some of the ambassadors? So it was just really funny how certain things all just seemed to fall together at the right time. And I was going, man, there's a couple things I would love to outsource because they have to get done. That doesn't mean that I personally have to do them. And I don't want to hire them over to a robot or somebody who has no clue what's going on. And you already initiated into the world of Gina and the simple 6-step process for getting your blog blasted all over the world and dominating Google and all that. So it's just fun how all these things have come together. So what has it felt like for you, Megan, as you've gone through this shift? Now you're starting your own company and you're starting to work with several people. What has this been like for you?
It's really a lot of fun. I mean, I feel like that's how my life was meant to be lived. Life, I don't feel, was meant to be lived. You wake up and your alarm clock goes off and you roll over and you're like, oh, God, not again. I've always felt that life was meant to be lived, where you roll over because the sun has woke you up, or it's just all of a sudden your body is just itching to get started. And it's a great feeling. It's like Jeffrey was saying, I mean, it's fun. You don't sit there and go, oh, my gosh, I've got to work on this 2 more hours. It's like the next thing I know, my husband is yelling at me from the kitchen going, it's 7 o'clock. I want to eat dinner with my wife. So, you know, it's you just lose track of time because you're having fun. And I'm surrounded by a network of amazing people. I have Jeffrey that I get to work with. We have a lot of fun. And then you, Rhonda, and Gina, and the Tall Trees, and just all the ambassadors and all the new people I'm getting to work with. Everybody has a great sense of humor, and it's just fun.
Yep. It really is, and we share songs back and forth, and I just decided, because you and I have often shared Song of the Day, I said, well, I'm going to start that as a thread in my Inspirational Thoughts group on howtoliveonpurpose.com, and this way everybody gets the benefit of it, and I can do it in a way that gives me a little search engine love at the same time.
Right.
<that's>
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So it's leverage. We still get to play and have fun. So on howtoliveonpurpose.com, there's an Inspirational Thoughts group, and there's a Song of the Day thread. Now, anyone can add a Song of the Day. So it's not just me. It's not like, oh, no, sorry, that was not my song, so it's bad. No, it's anyone can add one. So just things like that that add a little spark, a little play, that's really important. And I understand that something interesting happened with your hair recently, Megan. Would you be willing to share that?
Sure, I will. My hair was about down to the middle of my back, and and I live on the East Coast, and it can get pretty warm here in the summertime, and I've been pondering chopping it off, and my husband and I were talking about it. So what I decided to do is the other day when I was at my JOB, my friend that works there is a hairstylist, and I said, I want to give my hair to Locks of Love. And for anyone who's unfamiliar with Locks of Love, it is an organization that makes real hair wigs for children who have leukemia or cancer. And she first refused to do it because she didn't want to cut my hair because she thought it was so pretty. It's curly. And she finally agreed to do it because I would give it Locks of Love. And so now it is to the middle of my shoulder, so I'm 10 inches of hair lighter now.
Mm-hmm. So you're lighter, literally, a little bit anyway. And some child is going to have a beautiful head of hair because of your love and your generosity. And when Terry told me, see, I'm going to cry again. When Terry told me that yesterday, just crying, now I'm doing it again. It's just so amazing that you were willing to give up something. I know how I am about my hair. We ladies love our hair. We're very funny about our hair, right?
Yes, very.
And I, mine isn't long enough to donate to anybody. It's not that long, but so it's just a beautiful thing that you are willing to do that so that a child who's lost their hair because of cancer can have a beautiful head of hair. You can lighten your load for summer, but what an amazing gift to give somebody. So that's just very, very cool. And I think part of it is there's so many changes that are happening in your life, not only in terms of your own business, but the things that happen to you inside because you have taken such inspired action.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's a good feeling. You know, I feel like, okay, my hair is, my head is lighter now that I have less hair. I don't feel when I go to work that there's no end to this, that I'm going to forever be that person who wakes up every day and that's not happy. So it's a really, really, really exciting time in my life right now. And I have the support of, like I said, a lot of great people, and my husband helps me a lot as well.
Excellent. We have excellent. I had to just hit the refresh because I knew we were, let's see, what else we have here. And I'm sorry, this thing keeps jumping and being very strange. Okay, so Andrea, if you're here, you can hit 1 to raise your hand. I see someone else is here. So that is really great, Megan, and so exciting. And now let's pop back over to Jeffrey. And see what, Jeffrey, we wanted to get back to your Cracker Barrel story. Again, I'm not asking you to divulge anything you're not comfortable with, but just some of the shifts that have happened where you really were like all this pent-up energy wanting to burst out but feeling like you were being held back, and something really shifted.
Well, that was an intense conversation. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that. You know, our coffee went cold and the cups went empty, and then later we asked the server there, well, why didn't you refill these coffees? She said there was so much intensity there. She literally would not approach the table. So,
that's just wild.
It was an interesting event and very beneficial. You know, I was slipping back into the role. Here I was, part of a downsizing and layoff situation, and there was part of me slipping back into the role that I needed to, you know, perfectly model someone, other people who have been successful in arena, right? And
right.
In that conversation, it became clear that there's no clear-cut way to do these things, that you can be yourself. You can do it your way. In fact, that's the way it needs to be done. You need to express your authentic self. And just be who you are. You don't need to model anyone. Because the truth is, those people you may think you're modeling, they may be modeling someone else. They may not be their authentic self, right? So the conversation helped me gain clarity for sure in the idea that I'm in charge, I'm in control, that I can stand in my power, I can have my own voice, I can do it my way, and if nothing's fixed, And it can be, it will always be evolving, right? You know, we'll start one way, I'll start one way, and it will continue to grow and shift, and that's how it should be. And that's part of what makes this so exciting anyway. I mean, who wants to do the exact same thing every single day? I mean, this industry, internet marketing, is very fluid, and it's just fun to always be on the leading edge of things. And that's why the relationship with the ambassadors and with all those that Megan mentioned, and being with Gina, because she is on the cutting edge of what's happening out there and what works. Nothing's a theory. It's all proven by data and facts and things like that. So there's safety, you see. There's safety and there's comfort in knowing that the people you're around are all pulling the same direction, and we have a great leadership in the intricacies of the industry with Gina.
Well, the wonderful thing is that everybody is running our own business and at the same time have a community of support. Now, I'm a graduate of the bachelor program, and I still hang around each week. It's partly I'm helping teach some things, but I'm always learning something. And the biggest fun for me is seeing people like Jeffrey. You've been on there, and I've really seen you to step into a role of being a teacher and helping people make that shift themselves and move into more inspired action than what they have been taking. And that's a beautiful thing. And I've seen some other people, some people really get stuck and stay there, and some people like yourself do take that inspired action. So I'm going to ask this same question for both of you, and I'll switch back over to Megan. If you ever felt some kind of fear or uncertainty or just kind of, I don't know, what was it that helps you to get through that uncertainty or that fear into moving where you are now?
Rhonda, Megan may have been disconnected briefly here.
I think she might have. So I will switch over to you, and I will see if we can get Megan back. So go ahead, Jeffrey. I'll let you answer that question.
Okay, so could you restate the question for me, please? Because I was...
Sure. If you ever had any fear or uncertainty about what all this was going to be, because you know how we see some people really get into analysis paralysis or really get into fear, and you finally let the chains loose and started to charge forward. So what was it that helped you make that shift?
Well, that is a great question. I mean, yes, there's all kinds of fears, and if you're not conscious of what's happening, you don't even realize what's going on, right? There's all kinds of defense mechanisms that the ego has to try to keep you right where you are. So when you start to challenge new ideas and new concepts, things are going to come up, and let's just call them resistance, right?
Uh-huh.
And it can manifest itself in many different ways. But this is a very mental game. I mean, the technical things that we do in internet marketing are, they can all be learned, even with a non-technical background, and we have many examples of that. So ultimately, it comes down to your mindset, right, and your inner battle between you and yourself. And so
That's right.
A lot of what has happened for me is this movement through this process and allowing it to come. And the concept of drawing things to me versus chasing things down, and these kind of concepts have been very helpful in me advancing in this. And I learned a lot about I don't know how many on this call are part of or have a tendency to be a perfectionist.
Rhonda, probably a lot.
All right. So
probably
one of the,
a lot.
This was a tough struggle for me. I like to do things right, and the consequence of doing things right is you never get things done. So one of the really important concepts I learned is that the internet moves fast and we move fast. And so I learned to do the concept of what we call good enough, right? 98% mm-hmm. and so on. And being able to advance forward and not let yourself get paralyzed by perfection. Because a good blog post today is better than a perfect blog post a month from now. And so I try
Absolutely.
To keep that in my mind all the time as I'm working on things. I actually set deadlines for myself. I have an hourglass sand timer, and I'll flip that hourglass sand timer over, and I'll put it right there on my desk. And when I'm working, I'm watching that sand go through that hourglass. And that reminds me that, look, at some point that sand's going to run out and it's time's up. You need to launch that blog post or whatever I happen to be working on, So it's a work in progress. We all are, and we always will be, right?
Right. And as a perfectionist, your good enough is probably better than most people's awesome. So, you know, that's a good thing. Now, we did have someone else joined us, and I've opened the line. So who has joined us just in the last couple minutes?
Hi, this is Andrea Wolf speaking.
There's Andrea. Hello. This is Andrea Wolf of IgniteYourLifeBook.com. I'm so excited that you're here. Chime in, Andrea, with what you have to say about our topic of inspired action and overcoming fear. You've done some things recently in your business.
Yes, thank you, Rhonda. Thanks so much for inviting me here today. And I was chuckling as I was listening to Jeffrey there. So I too, I'm another recovering perfectionist. And so entering this world of, I've been a coach for 15 years, and I've been, you know, very people-focused and people-based and business-based. And so this whole new world of the world of the website and internet marketing, you know, it's at first sounded like Swahili to me. So, you know, just allowing, giving myself permission, and I think this was actually one of your suggestions, Rhonda, for it to be easy, even if I was sort of acting as if, and it was still Swahili, to say, okay, this is easy, I can do this. Just opened up sort of vessels in my brain that possibly would not have given me permission. You know, they would have stayed clenched to even then just reach out into the world and just get it done. You know, find ways, get help, all of those incredible things that actually have now got my website up and, you know, activity going every day. You know, I look at it and I marvel. It's miraculous. From where I started to where it is now, it is a miracle. I just marvel
That's
at it
awesome.
Every day.
Awesome. And you invoke the power of the easy button.
That was easy.
And that is... I don't know if you can get that in Britain, but at Staples stores in the U.S., you can actually buy an easy button for about $5.
Exactly.
And they're fabulous. I have one because I love toys and I love to play. And I think any business owner can have one because if you start thinking something's hard or even when you're starting off on a big task, just hit that easy button. That was easy. And remind yourself how easy it's going to be. Little things like that can definitely help you keep in that flow.
Well, exactly, because the mind is so powerful, and this is my arena, the mastering the mind. So, you know, there's one thing knowing it, but there's another thing actually practicing it and living it. And so, you know, paying attention to what negative beliefs you have, what limiting thoughts, what's running the show, and finding ways to get around it. So, you know, sometimes that's just sort of managing yourself, but sometimes it's about having, like, for example, marvelous people like you to help, you know, support and keep the forward movement going. So I call that outside structures so that, you know, you're not left home alone in that wonderful thing called your own mind because often it'll keep you stuck, yeah? So I so agree with you because, you know, I think for a lot of us, we have this natural default place, like anticipating that it's going to be hard or, dare I say, even impossible. So, yes, I agree with you, Rhonda.
So, and you are such an example of, now, here's the thing, both of, actually all of you, Megan had to leave us, and I didn't get to say that because I was so enthralled with what you and Jeffrey have been saying, but Megan had to leave us with her apologies, but it was exciting to have her here. But all of you have developed systems, and the way that one develops a system is that you try it, you tweak, you know, that didn't quite work right, tweak, oh, that's better, oh, that's awesome. Pretty soon you get it into a really screaming awesome, wonderful system that really works. And Jeffrey, you have done that with charting out how you get various things done with the six-step process for being able to get your blog posts blasted all over and getting more traffic and all that. Andrea, you have one for posting regularly and having a schedule to where you know 9 days out what your posts are going to be, and you have them planned. So I'd like for each of you to share real briefly, oh my gosh, it's 10 till, I can't believe it, but just a little about how you developed the systems that you did and how much easier it's made your life.
Very good. Okay, so I'll go first.
Okay.
Here's what I do in my life. I am a very strong proponent of a back to the easy thing, like simple. Coming up with something that's going to be so simple, even I will not mess with it. Because when, you know, I'm really smart, so when we're smart, we mess with things. So I like to create things that are so simple that all I have to do is that, and then I don't need to think about it, worry about it, lose sleep over it, you know, none of that. So the system, you know, I created was literally down to the title of the post. It's mapped out. So all I need to do is, you know, how I do it is I record first and then edit and so on. So literally there are like four steps to the process, and it starts with me recording the post. And I know exactly what post I'm recording and then editing in what order, and it's mapped out the whole thing. It's a no-brainer. I don't need to think about it. And that's how I manage myself, so to speak.
That's absolutely fabulous. So you've gotten that system down. Now, Jeffrey, let's have you share a little about what helped you get your system working so beautifully and easy.
Well, I had a big awakening. I read a book called Work the System by Sam Carpenter. The book helped me see that everything in life has a system to it, not just internet marketing. From the way that you do your laundry, from the way that you, the sequence of things you do when you get in the car, the way you pay your bills, like every part of your life. And after I read the book, I started to see systems everywhere, and I started to see broken systems. And when there lacks a system, that leaves space for things like anxiety and overwhelm to come in, which I try to resist. So when I was one of the systems I developed to help myself and everyone else out is a kind of a spreadsheet of doing the blogging process and the things that follow after you post. And it took something that I was allowing myself to get confused by, and it allowed me to put it into a structured way that it could be just taken piece by piece by piece. So you might say that spreadsheet and also what Andrea's done are our systems. And the more systems we can create, the easier it is to teach others to do it. When we can teach others to do it, we can begin to delegate some of these things. And the sooner you can begin to delegate, the better.
Right. I'll second that, Jeffrey.
Absolutely. I just have a system that I created and have made all kinds of tutorials for really getting articles done and blasted in such a way that it helps your, not only helps your search engine ranks, but helps connect you to the people. And it's fun when you get it down to where everything's working right. You know, the first time that you do it, it might take a while, but if there's something you're working on, map out what it is that you do so that you know, and then the next time it's easier for you to repeat. Then you get it into a good enough system and you can absolutely outsource it. And so that's been, you know, a really good thing too. So any way you can make it easy for yourself and easy to outsource is a good thing.
Yeah, I think any time you hit resistance, you should stop and say, okay, what can I do right here to make this easier next time? And it does take time to document things and create these spreadsheets, but in the long run, they're gigantic time savers.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and for me, it's peace of mind and freedom.
Yeah.
Having a system. It's absolutely, it gets me out of my own way completely. Which is a huge victory.
It is a huge victory. It really is, because I think for everybody, we're our own worst enemy at times. You know, it's not that stuff is hard or that there's technical stuff we don't understand. It's allowing yourself to get all in a tizzy about it.
Yes. Well, I think, for me anyway, I can think myself into paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how brilliant I am. So I just help eliminate all of that by having a system. That's what it does for me.
Excellent. So
just
we have
do the
just
next
a few,
thing.
Yeah. So going on, that's really good. Then you've got the system. You don't have to worry about it. We have just a few minutes left. So what I would love each of you is to give what would be a little piece of advice for somebody that goes, you know, I'm not getting the results that I want in my business, or I can't seem to get out of the starting gate, or whatever, how to get out of your own way, take inspired action, and get things happening. And Jeff, we'll start off with you. What would be your advice?
Okay, well, I think that the most important thing to do, and this is what Gina always teaches, is to stop and say, you know, what is the end result? What am I really trying to accomplish? Not just today, but a year out and even 5 years out. And work it backwards. Now, this is contrary to the way that most teachings are done on goal setting and such. Most goal setting will take you now and move you forward. Gina takes it the other way, keeping the end in mind, right, and pull it back. And she has systems and tools to allow us to do that in very great detail, painting the picture of our future and the steps that we need to take leading into it. Next most important thing would be to get on the 30-day IM Internet, the IM Challenge, the 30-day IM Challenge, Directions University, and get on the bachelor's program, because this is the proven formula for success and quick advancement in this Internet marketing.
Fantastic, Jeffrey. That's great. Knowing the end result. Andrea, what about yourself? What's your big advice for people that are trying to get off of Start?
Very good. So I absolutely love everything Jeffrey said. So yes, yes, and yes to everything he just said. So I'm going to plus that and just sort of broaden it to business in general. So it's very important to, number one, know where you want to get to, which is the vision thing that Jeffrey was just talking about, and then what you're doing it for. If you're not in touch with what you're doing it for, whatever it is, in whatever area of your life, you like in this case it's your business, it will become an instrument of torture and a daily grind. So having what you're doing it for, are you doing it to plan for a easy retirement, to pay for your kids, your grandkids' college education, to take a month vacation every year? What are you doing it for will carry you through all the day-to-day stuff that every business requires. And then very simply, for advice for today is write down the top 10 things that are going to get your business going. Take it to the next level. What are your top 10 things? And then start with the top 3, because the mind can handle 3 action items.
Andrea, that's great, and we are almost out of time. So Jeffrey says know the goal. Andrea's biggest advice is know the why and keep it simple. And my final piece for you is to set up everything in your life and in your business to nurture and support you through your own personal and business development. So supportive people, supportive environment, have a clean work area, all those things that are going to get you working with purpose and get you living your life on purpose. And thank you both, and thanks to Megan also for being our guest here on Relationship Marketing 101. Next week we have the Yin Project, and we're going to find out another fabulous way of building business through the power of relationships. Thanks again from both Gina Gaudio-Graves, Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, and myself, the Story Lady of ProfitableStorytelling.com. Make it a great day.
One of the other things I touched on in the movie is the scene with the girl.